It's a disturbing fact. Black babies in the United States are twice as likely to die before their first birthday as white babies. Over the past few days, KPCC's Priska Neely has been bringing you stories about what's behind this gap and what's being done to close it. Today, she takes you to Ohio, which has some of the highest infant mortality rates in the nation. Here's her story for you about a community that is focusing on tangible things that moms and dads can do to help.
It's Mother's Day at Family Baptist Church in Toledo, Ohio. During this joyous service, Pastor Charles McBee carves out some time to educate the congregation on a grim topic. Stacy Scott steps up to the pulpit and launches into a talk she gives dozens of times each month.
We are seeing these babies not make it to their first birthday.
Black babies in Toledo are three times as likely to die in their first year of life. Scott tells the congregation about the impact of racism and chronic stress, but her message is about something they can do now.
What we know, by simply putting a baby on their backs to sleep, you can reduce the risk of a baby dying.
Most of the black babies who die are born premature, too small to make it. But there are also higher rates for sleep-related deaths as babies grow.
And knowledge is the key to make a difference. So I say to you, not only does it take a village to raise a child, it takes a village to save one. Thank you very much.
There's a reason that Scott has spent decades trying to get the word out to the black community about safe sleep. She's trying to tackle a huge problem, this infant mortality gap that's persisted for decades in this country, by focusing on one small piece.
We could talk about racism. We can talk about housing. And I mean, a lot of these things are systematic.
Hard for any single family to disentangle and really do something. So she wants to give black parents tangible tools to make sure their babies make it through their first year.
So if I'm an African-American parent who has just brought my baby home and I'm just trying to be the best parent I can be, one thing I can do is to keep my baby safe.
Policymakers in the past have targeted individual behavior as a way to explain and sometimes even blame parents for the death of their children. This isn't that. This is about empowering communities with information and resources that can make a difference. That's why Scott created the Global Infant Safe Sleep Center, to get the message out and to also fill another void.
We always worked with moms and babes, but I thought it would be great to be able to bring the dad into the conversation.
Noble men of Capitol Sun.
Now that conversation is happening. Scott helped to form a partnership with Kappa Alpha Psi, a black fraternity with chapters all over the country.
You don't want the crib to look like that.
In May, she led a training session for a group of Kappas in Toledo.
What's wrong? What's some of the things you see?
Face down.
Face down. Babies on his stomach.
Huge big pillow.
Animals.
The fraternity has taken on safe sleep as one of its national initiatives. More than 5,000 men across the country, undergraduates, alumni, elders, have gotten training like this.
You got blankets in there as well?
No blankets, just a crib, mattress, a tight-fitted sheet.
Scott gives the men a full picture of the infant mortality issue, talking about racism and chronic stress and what they can do to help.
You can help shield the stress that many of these women experience.
She wants to create ambassadors who can spread this message.
You know, it's one thing coming from me, but that you all are able to tell other men about the impact that they have is just so much better.
21-year-old Adam Willis is a student at the University of Toledo.
Being informed now, you know, because I don't have any children, so when I do, I'll be well informed of what to do and what not to do.
At campuses across the country, chapters are taking the message and making it their own. At Florida Atlantic University, Kappas went around campus with a crying doll, showing their classmates how to make a crib safe. And they made this video.
Is the area safe?
No, it's not.
So can you make it safe?
So many early childhood issues are siloed into the world of maternal child health, and Scott wants to break down those walls.
We call it a movement, getting men to really be able to champion the fact that they do matter, that dads do matter too.
And for every dad or future dad who learns about safe sleep, she's trying to grow the village that will save black babies. Covering early childhood, I'm Priska Neely.